Not today, Bubba.
Go get him, Bubba. Love you.
Not today, Bubba.
Just
Gordy.
Careful.
Gordy, can I bother you for a second? Well, folks, before I break into an obnoxiously loud "all right, folks" to get this show started, let me just go ahead and remind you that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by Postmates. From an early morning breakfast burrito to a bottle of wine after work, sometimes you just need what you need delivered fast. That's where Postmates come in. Now, promo code BROBIBLE. That's BROBIBLE, BROBIBLE, no space, BROBIBLE, gets you $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. That's promo code BROBIBLE for $100 of free delivery credit with no minimum purchase for your first 7 days. Postmate that. All right, folks, coming to you live here on the Brilliantly Dumb Show. You know the drill by now. If you don't, you sure as hell should. Behind the glass, you're looking at the one and only, the pride and joy to this podcast. It's Grace Ibrahim, Big Game Bob on the mic, on the ones and twos, on your local airwaves, however you're listening, why ever you're listening. We're just happy you are listening. Today is an interview day for you folks. Friday turns back to the audio. We had that last Friday. This interview's a very interesting one. I actually got a call from my cousin who says, I think I could get you Gata the Rapper. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't really know who Gata is. He said, watch the new show, Dave, which is Little Dickie's, the name of the rapper, his new show based off his real life. Gata is his best friend and his hype man. Little Dicky has not performed a single concert without this Gata here. And I tell you, I was so happy I did it. What I first did was I watched the show, and I said it to him, and I meant it. This show is really good. It's really well done. You know, going into it, I thought it may be kind of corny and stupid. It's really fucking funny. So interviewed him. And you're about to find out. We're going to take you over there. This guy is a beauty. I mean, he's very funny. He's exactly himself. He was smoking blunts throughout the entire interview. You know, he didn't change for the interview or that. He used to tour with Lil Wayne. So we're able to jump into that. The LA Times just actually wrote an article with him. Was it because he was on the Big Game Bob Brilliantly Dumb Show? No. Maybe it led to it. We don't know. But a couple days after our interview, LA Times posted about and did a really good article on how Gata should be up for an Emmy. I mean, he's very funny in the show. He plays himself, which makes it easy for them to do the show. And they're just having tremendous success. So what we're going to do over now, this is one of the most wild interviews I've done. Because, you know, we've never had a rapper on. So this was interesting. I had a lot of fun with it, as you're about to see. I know Grace had a fun time with it on the ones and twos. Folks, this is Gata the Rapper coming in hot. Enjoy the show.
Hell yeah, let me get some better lighting.
Zoom just seems like the way to go there, no?
Yeah, Zoom is the way to go, bro. It's the future.
Look at you with the tie-dye here, Gata.
Oh yeah, I'm coolin', man.
Gata, before we get going, you're a weed guy, right?
Oh yeah, yep, yeah, I'll be blowing butt.
Am I just wasting my time going to MedMen? I feel like I'm getting ripped off at this place.
Oh yeah, you're getting ripped off, bro.
I am, right?
That's that white people expensive weed.
I know.
They put that tax on it, man. You pay $60 for for 3 grams, you pay $60.
I feel like every time I come in, oh, here comes this sucker again.
Oh yeah, man. We got that good gas over here, bro. Oh,
you got that good gas there, Gator.
Good gas, man. You feel me? Hey, CushionGram.com, man. Make sure you order from CushionGram.com.
CushionGram.com. Should I be doing that instead of MedMen?
Hey, you really should, bro. They deliver it to you. They're going to give you the best prices, and they're not going to put that California state tax on your shit.
Man, and come to think of it, I think I am the only white guy. There's only white people in the MedMen. You're right.
I'm trying to tell you, bro, because y'all got it like that. Y'all white privilege, man.
And they just sucker us right in.
Yeah, man. But, hey, man, I appreciate this opportunity, bro.
You kidding me? Are you ready to get rocking and rolling here, big fella?
Yeah, let's get rocking and rolling.
Let's get after this, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, folks. Here on the Brilliantly Dumb Show, very special guest for you. We brought in Gata, rapper and co-star of the new hit show, Dave,
Also got this from your Instagram, Gata. CEO of GED Incorporated. That's getting every dollar, grinding every day, and getting educated daily. You didn't think that I was going to throw that in, did you?
Oh, man, it's only right, bro. I appreciate that, the branding.
Gata, how does it feel to be the first rapper here on the Braille Nadum Show?
Man, it's my pleasure, man. I feel honored, man. I really appreciate the opportunity, bro.
Gata, let me ask you something, okay? Is it crazy? The show's a hit, and I'm not just saying that because you're here. It's really fucking good. Yeah, is it crazy for you to see this happening?
Yeah, it's definitely crazy because I always knew that the TV show was coming out. I knew it was in the works. I know the dreams that I have and the dreams that Dickie has. So to obviously see it out there is just unbelievable, man. It's overwhelming. I already knew it was going to happen. I knew it was possible. But just to see it manifest the way it did is just great, man. The timing couldn't be more perfect, even with this quarantine lockdown.
Right.
We got New Dave tomorrow, 10 p.m. on FX, next day on Hulu. It's just a great thing, man, that we got everybody tapped in right now.
You guys are coming in hot. How did little Dickie... How did he first present it to you, or was it presented to you guys at the same time, the concept for the show?
He presented it to me because this is his TV show. This is his idea. So before it got pitched to any network or anything, he would tell me every day, like, yo, man, I want to come out with a TV show. I'm working on a TV show. You got to be in it. I want you to be in it, bro. Like, even though I had to audition to be myself, he still really insisted that I was in it. And other people auditioned to be me, but I killed it because there's only one Gata, you know what I mean? So
there's only one Gata, and you got a big role in the show.
Yeah, I play myself. I play his hype man, his best friend. I'm the guy that, you know, inspires him, motivates him, pulls the swag from an area inside of him that he doesn't even believe the swag exists. So, yeah, that's just my job, man, just always putting the battery in his back, making him feel good. I do that on and off camera, too, like way before we even got to this point. I always made him feel like he's the best rapper. I always told him, like, yo, you the best rapper. Fuck what's going on, bro. Let's take over the game, and that's what we're doing.
So long before this was even going, for the people who don't know, you were Little Dickie's hype man way before the show even came about.
Yeah, I've been his hype man for 6 years. It ain't one concert that they've done without me. So from his very first concert, I've been there ever since, man. Every festival, every concert, every major interview, everything. I'm always right there, man. That's my story.
Gata, I'm gonna double down on that, and I'm even gonna go before that because I did my research when you got started up. Weren't you touring with Tyga and Lil Wayne?
Yep. Shout out my homies, man. Weezy. Shout out Weezy F Baby. Shout out Tyga. Everybody over at Cash Money, Young Money. That was my extended family. They gave me a lot of exposure at an early age. Me and Tyga, and I'm very grateful for those opportunities to say I worked with the best rapper alive. Shout out Weezy.
Shout out Weezy. Absolutely. Speaking of Weezy, what is a road trip where you go on tour with Lil Wayne? What does that look like? How many blunts are you guys smoking a day?
Well, see, the first time I linked up with Wayne, I was starstruck. He didn't know it, but I was starstruck. You know what I mean?
You held it together?
Yeah, I held it together, see, because that's what you do. Like, when you're around celebrities, see, I'm going to get back to that later. I'm going to teach you how to act around celebrities, man.
So yeah, teach us how to act.
So you can put yourself in position to win. But when I first got around Wayne, I was starstruck. Of course, I'm like, damn, man, this is my favorite rapper ever. This is the best rapper in the world. He's obviously a smoking icon. So when he first fired up the blunt, I'm like, okay, we smoke.
Who rolled it? Did he roll it?
No, he didn't roll it. Wayne, a boss, he had a personal blunt roller.
He's got a roller for him.
Yeah, he had somebody in his camp just rolling up all day, rolling up a Ziploc. I'm pretty sure they was on payroll and all that. But when we first started smoking, I'm like, dude, I got to document how many blunts I smoked with this guy. So the first day, I fell asleep at 55. I think it was like 53 or 55. I got it in my notes somewhere. But I smoked 55 blunts with him in one day.
Come on, you smoked 55 blunts.
Yeah, 55 blunts. Because you got to think about it. Like, we on tour. So we'll wake up in the morning, boom, smoking. So from morning time to lunchtime, we probably already smoked 10 blunts. And then from lunchtime to the next state, that's probably like another 5-hour drive. So we just smoking the whole day. You know what I mean? It's just a part of the lifestyle.
So after one blunt goes down, do you sit and kind of let that marinate a little bit? Or is next thing you know, the next blunt is underway, rocking and rolling?
See, the first time I smoked with him, I had to enjoy the high. I'm like, okay, this is some real quality weed right here. This is like top level weed. So I indulge in the fact that I'm smoking with Wayne and, like, this is some expensive good weed. And then after that, I just treated it like it was nothing. I just treated it like I was supposed to be here. I let the starstruck shit go. I was just like, you know what? I'm a part of the team now. Wayne passing me the blunt. He know my name. He doing songs with me. So ever since that point, like when I started working with Wayne and chilling with him like that, I knew I was destined to be a star, because if he treated me like I'm a star, one of his homies, and jumping on songs with me and passing me the blunt, and you know what I'm saying, we having real life vibes and we inspiring each other, that's when I really started to believe, like, damn, if I'm around Wayne, dude, I could really take this shit to the next level.
How about blunt etiquette with Lil Wayne? If Lil Wayne holds on to the blunt too long, do you have the balls to tell him, hey, Weezy, you mind passing the blunt?
Oh, no, I ain't telling him shit. That's his weed. That's his bud. I'm just happy to be around soaking up game from a real G, man.
And how long were you guys working for, Gata?
Me and Tiger worked together for like 10 years. So his entire stint with Cash Money, I was there from the early beginning, like probably about like the first couple years. So I was around Wayne for about like 2-3 years.
And you were doing songs with him, all that good stuff?
Yeah, it was to the point to where he would be in the studio working on this album. This was like when the Carter 3 was coming out, or Carter 2.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but this is a Millie, whatever album a Millie is on, that's when he was dropping that one, when he sold a million in a day. So he was working on that album, and he would do his songs with Tyga. And then after him and Tyga finished collabing, just out of a sudden, he just saw me in the studio. He like, yo, what your boy do over there? And then Tyga like, oh, he rap too. He like, oh, he rap? Well, let's get him on the song. So that's how the first song came about. Stacks on Deck, Future, me and Tyga. And then after that, we did not Stacks on Deck, we did So Exquisite. So all these names that I'm naming, you can go check out these songs on YouTube. Yeah. Stacks on Deck, Future,
Stacks
me
and Tyga. Stacks on Deck, that is. You hear that, folks? Yeah. Stacks on Deck.
Stacks on Deck, So Exquisite, and Me and Her. Those are my songs that I did with Wayne. But Wayne was so cool, man. Like, he would like fucking just be working until everybody fall asleep. And then one morning, it was just one day, it was like 4 a.m, he tapped me like, yo, Blood, you want to get on this song? And I'm all sleepy and shit. I wake up, I'm like, I can't believe this. Wayne asking me to get on the song because everybody's asleep. So I'm like, hell yeah. I hopped right up like I was never asleep, dude. And it was just amazing, bro. Like, I still listen to those songs to this day because it's just on some like, damn, I was really in the studio with Lil Wayne. Like, a lot of rappers, they email their favorite artists and they do collaborations via email. Like, I was really in the booth with this guy, like really in the lab with him. You know what I mean? So,
hold on, folks. Do not go anywhere just yet. I know I'm not going anywhere. Grace Ibrahim definitely isn't going anywhere either. We just have to interrupt this show to let you know that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by Postmates. Postmates does anything and everything, but Postmates doesn't just deliver your standard burgers and sushi. They make my life easier. You could send these guys to grocery stores. I've seen a couple at the Staples Center. If you like the Staples Center Cracker Jacks, send your Postmates delivery guy to Section 116 for some Cracker Jacks. They do everything, and now for a limited time, Postmates is giving you listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days if you type in promo code BROBIBLE. One word, BROBIBLE. That's code BROBIBLE for $100 of free delivery credit. No minimum purchase. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. Moving on.
So that was the truth. So that's one blunt right there. You got 54 more to go after this, Gate. I want you to try and match that Lil Wayne record right there.
We're going to try to match it, man.
Let's try, man. And you know what? Maybe I'll even get a bong going.
Yeah, for real. I'm so busy these days, man. I got so much shit to do. It's like I barely even have time to smoke and sit down there. Like, I be, like, enjoying my peaceful time. Like, nowadays, I be having, like, 4-5 interviews a day. I got movie auditions and movie scripts to read over. I got so much fan engagement. Like, shout out my
kids. Is it overwhelming at times, Gator?
It is sometimes, because I be thinking like, damn, I work so hard to be famous and to become famous and to be successful. So obviously I'm successful. I've been successful for a while now. People just didn't know it, you know? So right. I've been used to the success, but the fame, that's a different thing. Like, the fame is different. Like, every day I'm waking up, people want to talk to me. People want to offer me free stuff. And people just really act like they know me their whole life just because they see me on TV for a few seconds. But it's okay, because it comes with the game. And I've studied it for this. But it is overwhelming at times because I noticed like family member treated me different. Certain families treated me different. Like they always say this when you get fame and success, you don't change, the people around you change.
And you got to kind of navigate what's real and what's not, who's just trying to get in with you and who's your real friend.
Yeah. But see, I've been in the game so long, I know how to read the fugaziness out of people. Like I know how people want to get next to me just so they can get next to Dickie. I see those people from a mile away. And then I see the people that want to get next to me just because they feel like there's opportunity around arising, waiting for them to pop off. Like, you know, I know how to detect things very good, man. Like I said, I'm a master of hip hop. I'm a master of success. I've been studying this forever. I've been reading 48 Laws of Power. I'm just prepared, man. But it is overwhelming at times, man. Because when you dream about something your whole life and then it finally happens, it's like you never can really prepare for that right moment, the feeling.
It's surreal. It's got to be just absolutely, I mean.
Yeah, like, for example, like, this might not be a big deal because people that are celebrities been verified for a long time and all that shit. But just when I woke up verified one day, I'm like, damn, like, what the fuck? I just woke up verified.
I won my blue check.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
how great is that blue check?
Man, the blue check is endless, bro. Like, people never hesitate to do business with me because they know it's the real me. Yep. People are more receptive to anything I say or put out just because I'm verified. Like, I could drop a song today or a music video, and people going to love it just because it's coming from an official verified account, an artist or something. You know what I mean? Like, even if they don't know me, even if they've never seen me before, and they just see my page and say, oh, this guy's verified, bloop, I'm going to follow. That's just how it works. Like,
so answer the question to the big myth of, does the blue check mark help you with the ladies?
Oh, yeah.
No doubt about it.
No doubt about it. Like, you got the blue check girls, and then you got the regular girls. But they all the same at the end of the day. When it boils down to it, you know, they all want the same thing. They all want to be next to you. They all want to, you know, try to get some spotlight. But it's definitely easier with the blue check. But I'm not looking forward to taking advantage of women just because I got a blue check. I'm just trying to be great, put out dope music, you know what I'm saying, push my brand, and really put other people on. Like, now that I'm in a position to where I can keep working on my goals and I feel like I got stability and a safety net, I want to do what other moguls and artists do and look out for people around them. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I want to do, man. I want to put other people in position to be successful.
Katie, you seem like a very high energy type of guy, which I just love. But my question for you, I think it's season 1, episode 5. You talk, and it's pretty much a lot of the episode is about it, is the bipolar disease that you deal with. Being a hype man, having to be so high energy for little Dickie, are there days where maybe he's performing and you just don't have it that day? Where it's
That? There will be days, there's always days like this. I have it and he doesn't. There's always days when I'm hype and he's like, damn, we got another festival to do, bro. We got another show to do. I'm like, what the fuck, dog? You a professional rapper. It's 30,000 people out there. You better turn up, nigga. Like, that's how I get at him. Like, bro, you got Freaky Friday, platinum, triple platinum in 6 countries. What the fuck you mean you don't want to perform? So when I get at him like that, he like, damn, like, that's the type of energy you're supposed to have when you're that type of rapper and you're successful. Like, there's not one concert that I wouldn't want to do knowing that I'm 3 times platinum in 6 countries. You hear what I'm saying? So I'll be putting the energy in his back, man. That's why I'm his hype man. And obviously Dave, he always thinking about other things, right? So music isn't always on his mind. Music is the number one priority on my mind. No matter whether we on TV, no whether I'm doing movies, I'm always going to be tapped into the music. You dig what I'm saying? So I understand him. His mind is on bigger things like this TV show. You feel me? So that's why I can't blame him for not having all the energy in the world and when it comes to music or performing or whatever, because he's trying to accomplish so many different things. But that's why we work so perfectly together, is because when he's up, I'm down, and when he's down, I'm up, and we just balance each other out. You know, that's my brother.
Is he, you know, what I think, and, you know, not that I'm a rap connoisseur, But I feel that some of music out there and some of these guys that have gotten real big, I feel not all of them have a lot of talent. When I see Little Dicky go on Sway in the Morning and they give this guy a beat,
right?
He just dominates.
Oh, yeah.
Freestyle. Is it the most, I mean, is he one of the best you've ever seen?
Oh, yeah, by far the best. Like, he's by far one of the best I've ever seen. It's and I'm going to say that just because of pure talent, work ethic, and creativity. You hear that? Those three things right there.
Say it again for the followers there, kid.
Yeah, man, for real.
Let it rip.
He has creativity, he has talent, and his work ethic. Those three things right there is what made me know that he was one of the dopest artists that I ever came in contact with. Because when you got somebody that worked hard as Lil Wayne, you feel me? Speaking of Lil Dicky, he worked just as hard as Wayne. He always recording. Like I said, he's working on multiple things at several different times. And the creativity that's behind that work ethic. Like, you could work, but if you're not reinventing yourself, if you're not being creative, if you're not coming up with new ideas or new ways to present your art, it's just going to kind of be like, blah. But every time Diggy do something, it's like, damn, bro, where you come with this shit? You know what I'm saying? It's like, he always thinking about some crazy shit. So that's what made me realize that he was dope as fuck, because he could manage being talented, having a work ethic, and being creative. Those three things right there will take you to the top of being a dope artist.
Would you say one of the best ways to grade a rapper's talent is by doing a freestyle, or is that not fair to say?
I say it's not fair because you got different type of artists. You got rappers, you got MCs, and then you got motivational speakers that get on beats. You dig what I'm saying? So there's three type of artists to me. You got artists that are lyrical, that are conscious. Then you got some artists that are cool, swagged out. They never get too deep with the lyrics, but they say just the right enough stuff to make you feel good. And right. Then you got the artists that really take it to the extreme and push your button, say a bunch of crazy different stuff. You know, it's just, there's always different type of artists, man. But I don't think freestyling is a way to judge an artist to see if he's the best. But I can guarantee you can see if he has talent, like real pure talent, just by freestyling. Like, if you say, hey, man, freestyle. And if he can freestyle, then he got just pure natural talent. He just knows how to deliver his words and get on the beat with the right cadence to have fun. But I don't think freestyling makes you the dopest rapper or the best rapper. So all y'all out there listening, freestyling is important. But guess what? It's free. Freestyling don't pay the bills, homie. Hits do. Make songs. Hits pay the bills. Hits to get you out the hood. You can freestyle all you want, but you need some type of organization. You need some type of structure. You need some type of business. You need some type of business plan to get your music out there. Because there's a million niggas, there's a million people that know how to freestyle, but they don't got the business. They don't got the creativity. They don't got the work ethic.
I got to tell you, I don't know if it's your fourth blunt of the day, but you're on fire this morning today, my man. I mean, you are bringing that action today, Gator.
That's what I do, man. I'm a true professional, bro. You said you wanted an interview, so I'm giving it to you raw.
I'm loving it.
The hip. I'm really thinking about the stuff that I say before I say it, and I'm just making sure that this connects with the people that are watching this, bro. Because at the end of the day, if I'm going to be a figure – or a public figure, why not speak some good shit to the public that they could take home and grab and utilize instead of just, oh, I saw another cool dude today talking about himself. I'm talking about myself, but I'm also talking about myself and the stuff that I know that can help others.
No doubt about it. Preach, baby, preach. I love it. How much do you have to do with the writing process? Do you have anything to do with the writing process? Do you get to throw out your ideas as far as the show goes?
Yeah. FX tapped me in. Lil Dicky tapped me in. They gave me the utmost respect. To anybody that watches Dave, if you look at the end of the credits, I am a consultant. I am not a writer. I am a consultant, meaning that I step into a situation or a scenario where there's writers in the room and I speak my thoughts. I'm asked questions and I consult with the network, I consult with my best friend, Dicky, and I share my thoughts and ideas, and that's what I do and add to the show.
And I'll tell you, hats off to you, for real. I mean it. You're very talented.
I'm bag chasing, baby. I'm just trying to
get you bags. You know, if there's anybody bag chasing out there, it's my man, Gator. Gator's
a bag chasing, bro. Bag. Hey, and if anybody want to collaborate, my email is gatorgdinc@gmail.com. All artists, send me your music.
Plug away, Gator. You plug away.
Hey,
Cameo. You gotta be on Cameo. What's the Cameo? Let it plug.
Cameo.com. Hit me up, cameo.com, GD Gator. All my real fans, all my people out there just trying to push a business, push their merch. If you got a podcast you want to promote, hit me up on cameo.com. I'm the number one requested Cameo person. Facts, go check my reviews. I'm doing my thing. Gator.
Now, Gator, this thing needs to be cleaned, but in order to just kind of celebrate your success, I'm going to take a big old hack out of this sucker, and you can join me if you got a bong, if you got a blunt. Light it on up. Cheers to Gator and all the success.
Oh, man, cheers, man. We ain't lit right now. I got to twist up another one, but I really appreciate it, man. And everybody, I know y'all smokers just tapped in. There's some smokers in the cannabis world. 420, everybody have a happy early 420. I'm just saying it now. 420's coming up, y'all. So make sure y'all get y'all weed, man, and y'all delivery ready.
Great interview, buddy. Until next time, all right?
All right, brother.
There you have it, folks. Gator the Rapper. I tell you, I told you, he's a fun time. He really is. I mean, he shoots from the hip. He's exactly how he is in the show. Just a wild card, which is the exact type of guest we like here on the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Really enjoyed that one. I really did. So moving forward, we keep the fun just moving right on along. Friday, you get your audio back to the roots as we do on the ones and twos for the audio. And then Tuesday, we sit down with none other than Entourage's very own Kevin Connolly. A lot of you know him as E from Entourage. He's been in a lot of different things as well. He's going to join the show to chop it up. We just keep moving forward here. In the meantime, folks, have a good week. Stay safe. Stay quarantined. Stay sane. We will see you Friday.